Fans, on June the 12th, of course, I always love this day in baseball history. It was a very special one, 1970. Pittsburgh's Doc Ellis, yes, Doc Ellis once again, the one who hit all the Reds to start his start against Cincinnati. And Art Howe told us about that in 1974. But this is 1970. He no-hit San Diego 2-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. Doc Ellis walks 8, hits 1, and gets all his support on 2 Willie Stargell home runs. How do you like that? It wins 2-0. Well, congratulations, Doc Ellis, on the no-hitter. However, the key to this one, he threw the no-hitter while on LSD. That's what he claims, and that's the story. And as I say, when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. And David Lander, Squiggy, Lenny on Laverne and Shirley, friendly with Doc Ellis, and we had a great time talking with David Lander years ago about this no-hitter. And Raf went into the archives and brought it out, and here it comes. This is David Lander talking about Doc Ellis and his no-hitter on June the 12th, 1970.
I think my favorite baseball memory was the first no-hitter I ever saw. And it was odd because I had just gotten married. My wife had never been to a major league game before. And I'm a big Pittsburgh Pirates fan. And we lived in Los Angeles at the time. Went down to San Diego. It was the first game of a twi-night doubleheader. Doc Ellis was pitching against the Padres. And I said to my wife, these are the Pirates. This is my team. Pick out the guys that you like. So during batting practice, Willie Stargell was hitting them all over the place. She says, I like that guy. And then there came Doc with his hair curlers and all that other stuff he used to wear. And she says, and I like that guy. Well, it turns out that Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter, and the Pirates won it 2-0 on 2 solo home runs by Willie Stargell. Now, this was the first time I'd ever taken my then-new wife, who I'd only known for a week before we married, to a ball game, and I thought, I've married the perfect Pittsburgh Pirate fan. Her two favorite players. But the weird thing is when you're with someone who's never seen a no-hitter, who's never been to a ball game, and you know the great axiom that you never say there's a no-hitter going on while there's a no-hitter going on, and she's watching the game saying, gee whiz, we're in the fifth inning and nothing's happening. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, what? Well, I can't tell you, but I'll tell you when we get home. No. It seems like nobody's gotten one of those hit things. Don't mention that. So it turns out not only did Ellis pitch that no-hitter, but I later became friends with Doc, and I was talking to him about the no-hitter, and I scored the game. And I said, you know, Doc, it was a strange no-hitter. You walk 9 men and you hit 1. It was probably the ugliest no-hitter ever pitched. And he said, well, of course, Dave, I was ripped. And I said, what do you mean ripped? He said, I was on acid. Acid? You mean LSD? He said, yeah. I said, how could such a thing happen, Doc? He says, well, I didn't think we were playing that day, so that morning I took some purple haze. And the guy that I took it with said, hey, Doc, you told me that you weren't playing today. Well, we ain't playing. It's an off day. No, you are playing in San Diego, and you're pitching the first game. So Doc did everything he could to get himself out of the game, but Don Osborne, the pitching coach of the Buccos, said, you gotta pitch. Steve Blass has a sore arm. Bob Moose is not feeling good. You gotta pitch. Okay, I'll give you 5 innings. 5 innings of perfect ball. Then he says, okay, I give you 5 innings. And he's so nervous because he's like on acid. And he was pitching the greatest game of his life. He didn't know it, of course. And if anyone's ever taken LSD, not that I recommend it, there is a period in the trip where he was on where you see everything very clearly. And he said to me, all I saw was Milt May's glove, the ball, and me, which is basically, I guess, the way your concentration should work. Then when he's in the fifth inning, take me out. And no, Osborne, the pitching coach, says, no, we can't take you out. And everyone's going, no, you can't go out. Nobody wants to say he's got a no-hitter until Dave Cash, who was then a rookie at the time, says, you can't leave now, Doc. You got a no-hitter. Well, Doc said, I looked at the scoreboard and all I saw was a whole bunch of zeros. So I figured I went out on the field. I'd never pitched a no-hitter in my life. So that's when we looked at the scorebook, which I still had. And he walked the bases loaded to start the sixth inning off. I said, well, why'd you walk the bases loaded? He said, well, I'd never pitched a no-hitter before. So I figured by the time all these guys got on base, I figured a way to get out of there without giving up a hit. And sure enough, he did. And he pitched a no-hitter. And that was it. And I'll never forget on the post-game show, Duke Snider, who was then the color man for the Padres, interviewed him and said, Doc, you pitched a no-hitter. How do you feel? And he says, just fine, Duke. Goodbye. And that was it. in every no-hitter, there's always a great play you can point to that saved the no-hitter. And Billy Mazeroski was his last year, and there was a line drive up the middle, and Billy Mazeroski made a diving leap and caught the ball in the webbing of his glove. And I was talking to Doc about it. I said, do you remember Mazeroski's catch? Wasn't that something? Doesn't that just seem amazing? He said, amazing. You should have seen what it looked like on acid.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That is one of the great stories of baseball history. It really is. And Squiggy, David Land, always a lot of fun seeing him in the ballpark. And we appreciate him telling that story about Doc Ellis. Raf, thanks so much for going in the archives and finding that one. More coming up. We've got more to talk about right here on KMBR 680-1045, the Sports Leader.